Oh, look at us. We're back again. The WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, it's a hot one. How you feeling, brother?
Ah, feel good, brother Spike.
Yes?
Milk chocolate melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Jackie Baseball, listen, 2 out of 3.
He's whacking that thing.
We'll take it. We'll take 2 out of 3, despite Zach Wheeler's performance yesterday. Holla at your boy.
Yeah, listen, maybe everyone's right. Zach Wheeler should be below Matt Vemichkov and Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeGene. Maybe they just trade him at the deadline.
He grinded yesterday.
Oh, he battled and grinded.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Zach Wheeler.
I know.
Yeah, he grinded through. Still got us, what, through 6 innings?
That's
he got
hard.
Through
5 season. And 2/3.
Five and two-thirds, right. Yeah, he was pissed off getting pulled there.
Yeah, yeah. Like a man.
Like a man. We have a big show for you. Of course, a lot of trade deadline rumors and nonsense. One of the closers the Phils might want off the board.
Well, and that's Elliot's fault.
And that is Elliot's fault. Speaking of Elliot, Elliot will join us in studio, right? He'll be here at 4 o'clock after practice.
Every day, Elliot.
Did they put the pads on today? I heard they were good. They put the pads on today.
Pads were popping.
So we will get the...
my neck row! Everything is hard.
The training camp report from Elliot. Speaking of training camp and Elliot, so we had last week where J.J. Watt gets sort of mad at everyone for training camp stats. He wanted to go away. Can't have training camp stats. And then today, Cam Jurgens at training camp said this. Oh, jeez.
I guess Jordan Davis a good amount over the last few years, I guess. Is it as different to go against him this year as he looks? I mean, obviously looks a lot different.
I'm still getting limited reps right now, but, you know, he's doing a good job so far. You know, first day with pads, so it's hard to tell just from one practice. I don't really count any of the practices without pads. They're fake. It's not football. 7-on-7 doesn't matter. Stop tweeting about stats or whatnot. Doesn't matter.
All right. How about this? This is my suggestion to anybody who doesn't like training camp stats. Don't look at them. Like, my advice to Cam Jurgens and J.J. Watt is to not tell people not to tweet about the stats. My advice would be, don't look at them. What is the big deal about telling us specifically what happened at practice with statistics? Everybody, now, Cam Jurgens is not guilty of this, but I'm sure J.J. Watt is. As we have, like, the lead up to football season, just every day we get, oh, this is the last Thursday we're going to have without football. Yeah. And this is without Sunday. And we throw this big, you know, celebration when training camp starts. Mm-hmm. And then what are we supposed to do for the 6 weeks in between when training camp starts and football actually begins? I think the statistics that we get from training camp are interesting. They are informative. They are not the end. They are not the be all end all. Like, yeah. And no statistic is the be all end all. Mm-hmm. I would rather have the training camp stats than not have the training camp stats. They're fun. They help us talk about training camp in a different way. I think they are good. I like training camp stats. I'm curious whether the people listening like the training camp stats. I think they're interesting. And I think anybody who doesn't, like Cam Jurgens, I'm sure during the season tunes out us plenty. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, just tune them out. Like, I think maybe some people are overreacting, but lots of people overreact to a lot of stuff.
Sure.
You know, we can't stop them from overreacting. I would put it this way. I would rather have Elliot come in here and instead of telling me Jalen didn't look that good today or Jalen looked great today, tell me how many times Jalen threw the ball, how many times it got intercepted, how many times it went for a touchdown. It's just like, it's not the end of the world. It's fun. It helps make training camp more interesting, and I think it is informative.
Yeah, listen, I don't have a problem with them. I got to admit, it's something I had to grow to appreciate and love what Elliot does. But I do sort of get where players may react to it, even former players that are now analysts or what have you, how they will minimize stats in a training camp practice because, as J.J. pointed out, and he's right to a degree, not in every situation, but to a degree, he's right that you don't know what the drill, what the objective of the drill was there. So I guess when you're trying to determine, like the numbers aren't just numbers on the paper, right? We deduce something from the numbers. Either you feel like he had a great practice or he had a bad practice.
Sure.
And how much you talk about that matters to some people.
Yes.
Right? To some people. So a player will say, okay, he completed 16 of 25 passes. He had two interceptions, and that gets tweeted out.
Mm-hmm.
Most people would be like, oh, that wasn't really a great practice day. He didn't have a great practice today. Right? And then the player may be like, well, you don't know what the objective in the drill was. What about all the other plays that I did well in practice, how I got the ball in a two-minute drill, these other things. So everything is with context. I appreciate it because I'm not at practice. I'm like you. I'm interested to hear what fans think about it.
Yeah.
Like, because basically Elliot is our eyes.
Yes.
How's that make you feel?
Well.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Sometimes it makes you feel good, and then yes. Sometimes people are upset at Elliot for what he tweets out and once he adds his commentary with it.
215-592-9494. Do you like the training camp stats? Do you find them valuable? Do you think they're fun? Or do you just want them to throw away all of them? You know, what you said I thought was interesting. Mm-hmm. Because you're like, you know, you might see those stats and think this. And somebody might go, well, what about this play, this play, this play, and this play? And that's true, but that doesn't make it any different than a game to me. Do you know what I mean? Like how many times have we, for Jalen specifically, by the way, how many times do we see a game and maybe he's 12 of 17 for 122 yards, one touchdown, and that's it. And everybody's like, right. But if you saw the game, you would see that he did this, 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 and this. So to me, the training camp stats are not really that much different than even a game. I mean, how many times? I think of like having Baldy on. Mm-hmm. And Baldy, I'll say Baldy. Like, why did this happen? He said, well, you got to understand. This guy's responsibility is this, and this guy's responsibility is that. And
well, like, he first would have said, Ike knows.
Yes,
and
yes.
He would have ignored,
yes. I think Elliott's training camp stats not only are valuable, but I think they are fun. I think they are informative. I think they give us a better, not a complete picture.
What about his commentary?
A better picture. I think that actually makes it even better. Like I think,
we don't always want to hear that commentary because sometimes it ain't commentary we want to hear.
Well, I also think, by the way, I think it's funny. Elliot has been one of the most pro Jalen Hurts people on the face of the planet since they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, and then
pretty
since
about
they
face.
Won the Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, it's true. Yes. I mean, he's been super positive. He tweeted out the stats from today, which mm-hmm. were not good. Gave him a C minus or whatever, and nobody was complaining about his stats when Jalen was 94%
right.
and the ball didn't touch the ground
the other day.
But
yeah.
Now when it's 70% and he gives him a C, it's like it's just practice.
Back to back practices too.
Yes,
I heard Saturday wasn't great.
It was not great from what I heard.
Cause for concern.
I want Cam Jurgens to relax. I want J.J. Watt to relax. Training camp stats, this is more than we've ever had. We continue, you know, we used to be able to go and watch as many practices as we wanted to. I'm talking about fans, not the media.
Yeah.
And the fans can't watch as many practices as they wanted to anymore. Like, most people will only get a chance to go during the public
open practice
at the link. There are some lucky people that get the chance to watch down at NovaCare, but that's very limited.
Selected.
I think training camp stats are good. I think they give us a better picture of what's going on. I think they are interesting, and I do not want them to stop. 215-592-9494. What do you think of the training camp quarterback stats that Elliot has originated and now have caught fire all across the country? We do have a next question today. So Happy Gilmore 2 came out. Now, I didn't see it. It's on Netflix, right?
A lot of buzz about Happy Gilmore.
I have not seen it yet either. A lot of people aren't happy.
Yeah, all of the buzz has been pretty terrible that the movie stinks.
I mean, Adam Sandler is just...
terrible. I told you he's a terrible actor.
Well, he's... but he's like a billionaire now because Netflix...
Sure.
He makes... There are more Adam Sandler movies than I think we even know
than
about.
Than it was the 90s.
Well, because when they come out on Netflix, you never hear about it. Like, there are tons and tons of Adam Sandler movies on Netflix that you would have never heard about. In any case, so for next question today, there's no prize. There's just fun. I'm sorry. But give us a bad sequel. Apparently, Happy Gilmore 2 is a bad sequel. So give us a bad sequel. Jack.
By the way, if you happen to like Happy Gilmore 2,
yeah, sorry.
Tell us.
Yeah, yes. I
haven't heard anybody that liked it.
No, we got the most resounding, what's a, like...
movie review?
Rod said, What did he say? It wasn't horrible, but it also wasn't funny.
He said he didn't laugh.
Yeah, he didn't laugh.
Doesn't seem like that's the point of Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, it's a comedy, I would have rated it poorly.
It's just tough. All those guys are old now. I mean, Happy Gilmore came out.
Who told him to wait 30 years to do it?
Netflix. Maybe it was Netflix.
Do you want to give us a bad sequel?
Like Mike, too. I mean, everyone knows my affinity. I think anyone that's like 33 like 25 to 33 has a proper appreciation for Like Mike. I think as a kid, you'd always wonder if today's the day I wake up and maybe I'm good at sports. And it happened in Like Mike. Bow Wow is phenomenal. Like Mike 2 was just dreadful. Just dreadful.
Like Mike wasn't that great.
Dude, either. Like Mike was, it was Morris Chestnut's best movie.
Morris Chestnut's best movie.
He was great.
Yeah. No.
Do you want to give us a bad sequel?
Yeah, I got one for you. And one was pretty damn good. Speed 2.
I never Cruise saw Control. Speed 2.
Oh, my goodness, brother.
Now, Keanu Reeves was in Speed 2 or
nope.
He wasn't? In,
oh, Jason
it's
Patrick.
One of those?
Yes, it was one of those.
Okay.
So Sandra Bullock was back.
Okay.
Yeah, she was the annoying Annie. But yes, Jason Patrick was the new Keanu Reeves, and they were on a boat this time.
And the boat couldn't, was it the same exact plot?
It was a speed boat. Okay. I can't remember the plot. All I remember is the, what's the bad guy who played,
here we go.
William Dafoe.
Okay.
He played the goblin. Then he played like the, a villain. In
He's
one
been
of,
a lot of bad
One
guys.
Of the Batman movies. Yeah. I was trying to think of which Batman movie it was. But yeah, William Dafoe was the bad guy.
In Speed 2. Speed Kills is what it was called?
Cruise Control.
Speed Kills would have been a good...
A horrible name for...
No, are you kidding me?
Cruise Control?
Oh, yeah. Cruise Control is terrible.
It's terrible.
All right. And mine is... I don't know if you've seen it, but the new Jurassic Park movie, Jurassic World
I haven't
Rebirth...
I haven't seen it yet.
...is horrible. It's one of the worst movies I've ever seen. And... Like, I got to look at Scarlett Johansson for the whole 100 minutes and not...
It didn't do much for you?
No.
Or for the movie.
Yeah, she looked like she didn't even care, to be honest with you. It was horrible. It was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. I couldn't believe it. Like, my wife, who knows not to talk to me during the movie, a half an hour in, she's like, this is really bad, isn't it? And I'm like, yeah, it's horrible. 215-592-9494, Elliot's training camp stats. Should we keep them? Are they good? Are they not good? Should we get rid of them? And for next question, they give us a bad sequel. Jack, I don't have a phone screen. It's been down for me for five minutes.
Well, don't you worry. Corey's there for
you. All right. Corey. Corey in Columbus. You're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Of course we should keep the training camp. Man, listen. Everything we do, everybody hate on us. Why? I'm sorry that we're great and we're reinventing the wheel in all parts of life over here. You know, our training camp stats, we did this first. Now everybody got a problem with it. Cam Jurgens, listen, I just need to make sure this year you remember, because last year when we started you out, you were snapping the ball kind of low. First couple weeks, you know, we had a little issue. I want you to focus on that.
Keep the main thing the main thing, right?
Don't focus on the train. Like, don't worry about that. You know, and I'll tell the quarterback talk to you because you're worrying about the wrong stuff. Listen, we love training camp stats. We love it. Like, we live for this. That's how we know what's going on. And Elliot, when he was on here the other day talking about J.J. Watt, he cooked. And he said, would y'all rather me come on here and be like, oh, Jalen was well today, or give you this? This is what I saw. That's what we want. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man. Quinyon Mitchell, listen, he gon' listen, man. This dude, Quinyonimo Bay, this guy, I get it. You know, he not better than Zach Wheeler, but y'all, there was a little bit of disrespect going on when we was talking about this dude when we was doing the top 11 week, because listen, they said he had AJ Brown, they had him at Akon, Ike.
They had him locked up.
Well, I don't think there is disrespect. I don't think there's anything wrong with asking the guy to have more than 1 year before he gets on the list.
I give you that. But I think we need to realize, like, we went years when we had, you know, the Namdis of the world, the Kerry Williams, the Bradley.
Sure,
We got us a guy now. And then we saw Coop. You know, I might talk about that a little bit later. You know, we got us some guys. Listen, man, the training camp stats is great because the first couple of days, Elliot was saying he didn't feel like the defense was really doing nothing. So I love the back and forth. Listen, everybody that had them top 10 quarterbacks, top 5 quarterbacks, y'all saw what they did versus defense. So when our guy, you know, he might not have every day lighting them up. When last year he went 390 for 390. I don't know what it was. No interception.
306.
Saw with them top 10 quarterbacks, all them top 10 quarterbacks, what they did. Well, we saw what the greatest quarterback did versus this defense. So if our guy has a little bad day, I love it because I'm an Eagle fan first. You know, I want my team to be good. That's what I care about. So all y'all still, not y'all, but fans, listen, y'all still worried about Jalen, like if Ellie, like we passed that. We already was right.
No.
You saying so Jalen not necessarily being as sharp doesn't necessarily concern you because you are, he's already stamped. He's already stamped.
We got fan base. Our fan base, y'all still jumping on the defense when he don't have a great practice. He just telling you what he saw. Like, so what? He won us a Super Bowl and y'all worried about little training camp stats. He telling y'all what he saw out there. So keep the stats. I don't care about none of that crybaby fan, what they doing. Elliott is giving us the real, and that's what we want to keep. So all
Absolutely.
These other fan bases out there, Commander fans, Brock Cowboy fan, all y'all wish y'all had a guy that gave y'all stats the way our guy do. He be tracking them. And what happened? Last year he said the stats ain't matter, and all I see is rings, baby. I see a shiny thing on the finger. So this year he going to do the same thing, tell us what the quarterback doing and the team doing, and we're going to get another ring.
Absolutely. Maybe. do you have a bad sequel for next question today?
Yeah, man, I got a bad sequel. Let me get on this Happy Gilmore thing. Like, Happy Gilmore, that movie was trash. I don't care if y'all like it. The style, oh, that was
you mean
worst.
The first one?
Nah, the second
one. Oh, the second one, yeah.
I watched it. Like, it was a terrible movie. Only reason why the movie was people liked it is because it had 7 million actors and 7 mm-hmm. million people, all these famous people. That's what made up for it. But the plot and all that was terrible. Throw it, ball it up. Shoot it, Kobe in the trash. That was one of the worst movies. You said that Jurassic Park movie, that was bad. This was worse.
This
was worse. But I give y'all Grease 2. I wasn't a big Grease fan, you know.
Yeah, Grease 2 is pretty bad.
It was pretty bad. Yeah. But you know, I holla at y'all. Hey, also MV3. I know y'all gonna talk about that later. Don't play with my boy. I holla at y'all.
All right.
I may have seen Grease 2 before I seen Grease.
Oh, really?
I think so. Because Grease 2 was, early 80s, right?
Yeah.
HBO?
Well, I'm sure it was on HBO.
I certainly didn't see it at the movies.
No. I'm sure
you saw it on
HBO.
I think that made me go back and see the original Grease.
The original Grease, obviously,
same actors.
Travolta. No.
Yeah, it's not the same actors. Yeah.
Yeah. Jack, you ever see Grease or Grease 2?
No.
Great soundtrack.
Is that the Mary Tyler Moore?
Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia Newton-John. Okay. Yep.
You knew it was three names in there.
I knew it was three names.
Mary Tyler Moore.
Who is Mary Tyler Moore?
She was in the Mary
sitcom,
Tyler Moore
the
show.
Mary Tyler Moore show.
Yeah. Don't think I saw that either.
Was she in Flying Nun, Mary Tyler Moore, as well? Was that Flying Nun?
I don't think I've seen Flying Nun.
That was early. It was before our time. It was a Nick and Night show. 215-592-9494. Training camp stats, good or bad? Angry Don in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Angry Don?
Appreciate y'all for taking my call. I love love listening to the station. I love calling in to you guys directly. So thank you. Happy Monday. Switching the deadline, Don, for now. But I do want to hop in on the training camp conversation. I agree with the first caller. It's a tough act to follow, but training camp stats are Philadelphia through and through. Gone are the days where you could go up to Lehigh and just watch it in person. So this is our way on checking in on our babies. I don't know if any of you guys have younger children, but they got like live streams. You can see your kids live streaming at the daycare or whatever. This is our live stream, and we're checking in on our babies. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need these stats.
Okay.
So keep these. ESP, great job with those. Definitely keep up with that. Screw all the flack that you're getting. Keep it up because Philly loves you for it. Bad sequels, I don't know if it counts as a sequel, but I'm an old school guy. I was raised by older parents. So the Twilight Zone, the old black and white ones, love them. You got Rod Sterling, Smooth and Suave, telling you you're entering the Twilight Zone. I don't like the reboots, though. The Key and Peele, whoever did those, I'm not really a fan. I don't know if that classifies. Air Buds, the rest of the Air Buds also suck.
All right. Well, you can take the Air Buds. Wait a minute. Are you talking about the Twilight Zone TV show that came out in like the late 80s or early 90s?
Yes.
I don't think that counts. It's not a sequel, but I kind
of
like those. I thought
the
they were all right.
Them, yeah.
Yeah, I thought they were all right.
I'm so sorry. Can I give you a Phillies bit real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking trade deadline. I'm just going to throw three bozos out there. Number one, that's top of the list, Mikel Garcia. right-handed bat. He hits the ball hard. He's kind of got similar numbers to Alec Bohm. He's a young guy. I don't think anything's wrong with getting, like, a project player, because bet on your city, bet on your clubhouse, invite them into the culture, and hopefully the culture makes them the player that they should be. So we're going to go Michael Garcia, Luis Renjifo, nasty name. And last but not least, I mean, let's go ahead and get the guy Roberts. That's all I got from y'all. Appreciate y'all for taking my call. Have a blessed one, man.
All right, thank you. Angry Don.
Wasn't really angry.
No. It doesn't sound that angry at all, actually. It actually was the most pleasant caller we may have had over the last several weeks.
He seemed cheery.
Yeah, cheery Don. He should change his name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, he's Deadline Don.
Deadline Don, right.
Yeah.
It is, trade deadline is Thursday at 6 o'clock. We will have a very special show. We'll be at McGurk's in Fort Washington all day, counting down to the deadline. What were you about to say there?
Oh, it's just annoying that it's 6 o'clock. Like, make it at 4.
Yes, you know. Make it 4, make it 5, at least give us 5.
React in, react out.
Yeah, come, we're trying to plan a show here.
Yeah, enough with the 6 o'clock deadline.
So the trade deadline is not the only big thing to happen this week. In fact, tomorrow is Fritz versus DeCamera 3, tennis at FDR Park. Now, we know the sequel of Fritz DeCamera 1 was much better than the original.
Totally.
We'll see how the third one goes, and we will find out from Jack how he's feeling going into Fritz and DeCamera 3. Coming up next, 215-592-9494, training camp stats from Elliot. Good, bad, do you want him to go? Do you want him to stay? Are you with Cam Jurgens? Don't tweet out those stats. Grow up, Cam. And for next question, they give us a bad sequel in honor of Happy Gilmore 2. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.